Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I saw a little band from Texas, Dusty and Frank and Billy. Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable and The Ugly Truth series of books, the one about cash, the one about managing people, and on and on. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website, right, Ruth? Is that right, Ruth?
Oh, that has everything on it.
ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Okay. So we're talking about the four types of costs. Direct, indirect, right. Tangible, intangible. The direct and indirect are the ones that you see and you know. The direct is your cost of goods sold and your incremental payroll above the line. Indirect is what I call operating expenses, rent and insurance and regular your staff payroll and gasoline and things like that, depreciation, those kinds of things are your indirect. And so what else? Anything we need to know about those anymore? Most everybody going, well, yeah, I understand what all that is. And that's not where the problem is it?
No.
It shouldn't be.
Depreciation's
anyway.
An interesting one. Yeah. Depreciation can be considered an intangible cost because you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and amortization, depreciation, amortization, those kinds of things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. So some of the things on your line, of course, all of them come off your, even the tangible and intangible, they come off your operating statement. They affect the bottom line. So what's next? What about tangible?
Tangible costs are costs that you can see. So that they are, you know, they're really made up of direct and indirect costs.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Your tangible costs are costs that you, if you look around your office and you look around your warehouse, if you have warehouse, and you look around your trucks, all of those things are tangible costs.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are. We have all sorts of tangible costs. And then we have the intangible costs, which are the costs we cannot see. And these are the ones that are really, really the ones that can hit your bottom line and you go, ouch, and you don't see it until it bits you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example.
That's where we put miscellaneous.
Well, it's not even the miscellaneous cost in a lot of respects, and I'll tell you why. All right, so let's assume we brought up the two salespeople and you wanted your salespeople to be millionaires. I want my salespeople to be millionaires, too, because that means we're earning more.
Because I'm getting the bigger piece of that pie.
Exactly. So, but let's assume we have two salespeople. Salesperson number one's closing ratio, i.e., you know, if you give them 10 leads, they close five of them, and their closing ratio is, let's say, 50%. Salesperson's number two leads closing ratio is 25%. So salesperson number two, if you give salesperson number one and salesperson number two the same amount of leads, salesperson number two is burning, you know, twice as many leads.
And bridges. And these days they're burning bridges because they wasted a prospect. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you keep both of them on, why would you?
Right.
And that's the intangible cost you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're the two salespeople, if all your salespeople's closing ratio is 50% or 60% or whatever it is, then sure, everything, there's no intangible cost there. But when you have salespeople of varying closing ratios, the ones who are on the bottom, their cost to you is so much higher than the ones that are on the top. Why would you give somebody who is not closing leads to the same effect that somebody else is?
And we're assuming that they're both going after the same sector of the marketplace. They're both up and down Main Street or whatever. Because there are some sectors that you don't have a higher close ratio. It takes a lot more proficiency, a lot more technical skill. That's a different thing. We're not talking about that, folks. We're talking about like for like. Same sex.
Yeah, we're talking about two equal
salespeople. All things being equal.
Yeah, to the same market. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All things being equal. Yeah, like if you're going to buy an airplane, like a Boeing airplane, I promise you, that takes years.
Yeah, or a battleship.
It's not like a salesperson selling, you know, a widget or selling
your services. So the intangible stuff, that's where the leaks are that you can't see, but you think you got all the leaks plugged, and it's almost like you know, if you're wondering why your pool goes down without any leaks, it's evaporation. You could almost call intangibles evaporation, couldn't you?
Yeah, you really could. That's a good analogy.
It just goes into the air. Look, I've been operating a long time. I know how things like this take your breath away. You think you made a profit or more of a profit, and your accountant says this is it. You say, where's the rest of it? And then they probably just said, well, it evaporated.
Because salesperson number two cost you a whole lot more than salesperson number one.
Or truck driver number two doesn't move as fast as truck driver number one. It doesn't get as many products out there and doesn't make a customer happy or breaks things or doesn't behave properly with customers. Who knows what it could be? Could be a lot of different things. It could be. It also could be the way your store is arranged, right? It could be anything that's an impediment to bringing revenue in and putting money on the bottom line that you can't see.
Absolutely. Right, and it's taking two people, and you brought up the truck driver one, which I was going to bring up next. But anyway, it's taking two people, one who's more productive than the other.
Really efficiencies. The intangible is the opposite of efficiency. Can we say that?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to come back and get some more wisdom out of Ruth King after the break. Give us the website again, Ruth.
It's www.ruthking.info. Everything is there.
Check it out. For a quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.